Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. A swamp is not a marsh, and a bog is not a fen, but they are all wetlands. We have many different types of wetlands, but what makes a wetland a wetland? A single, comprehensive, universally accepted definition for all wetlands doesn't exist. In general, wetlands are in-between places, which lie between deep water in lakes or streams and dry land. Wetlands can also be isolated from navigable waters, but harbor wetland plants and animal species. Wetlands are areas where water covers the soil or is present either at or near the surface of the soil for part or all of the year. They also support a rich array of plants and animals which have adapted to life in saturated or flooded conditions. In fact, more than a third of America's threatened and endangered species live in wetlands. However, these species aren't the only ones that need healthy wetlands. You may never learn the difference between a bog and a fen, but you should be well aware of their importance. Wetlands contribute to our health, economy, quality of life, and the well-being of our natural environment. More than 98 million people hunt, fish, birdwatch, or photograph wetland wildlife, spending almost $60 billion annually on these activities. Wetlands store and filter nutrients and sediments from our water naturally. As a result, our lakes, rivers, and streams are cleaner, and our drinking water safer.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. Information about the importance of wetlands and what you can do to help protect them is on the web at nature.org/Indiana.